This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Avodah Zarah, tape number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rab Yosef ben Rab Moshe Nosson, leader, Zecherno Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
This is Masechta Avodah Zarah, tape number 2, and we're beginning with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says, from a guy, a Yisrael can receive medical treatment as long as it's ripoy mamon, but he can't if it's ripoy nefashis. A haircut, one cannot take from a guy, because of a chash of being killed with the blade. The Chachamim say it's mutter if it's done birshus harabim, because people can see what's going on. And the Gemara says, ripoy mamon means for pay, or some say a disease that isn't dangerous. Ripoy nefashis means for free. Some say it means a disease which is dangerous. The Gemara says, if a guy gives a recommendation regarding a certain medication, you can be samech on his words, since he's afraid of his reputation if he gives the wrong medication. One is not allowed to take treatment from a min, even l'chayisha, i.e. he is definitely going to die. In fact, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel was bitten by a snake, and they didn't let a min treat him. The Gemara says, from the pasuk of v'chay bohem, in Vayikra Yudches, we learn v'chay bohem v'loy sheyamus bohem. Regarding the mitzvahs, a person should live by them, not die by them. So if it means that if a person does a mitzvah, he's going to die, then he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. So when it's a shaila of pikuach nefesh, one is not mechuyev to keep the mitzvahs. For example, if there's a question of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, one is not mechuyev to keep the Shabbos. In fact, one can be mechal the Shabbos. The Gemara says, if Chilul Hashem will be the outcome of a particular deed, for example, Avodah Zarah, then the din is Yahareg V'al Yaver. The person has to give up his life and not be over this Avera. And finally, any type of wound where Chilul Shabbos is allowed, for example, a serious wound where someone will die if it's untreated, such a wound, one cannot accept treatment from a guy. Others say it's okay to accept treatment from a guy. Daf Chav Ches. Any type of wound where there is pikuach nefesh, someone could die, for example, then it's mutter to be mechal Shabbos for that wound in order to fix it. If a person has a toothache on Shabbos, he's not allowed to swallow vinegar, since one is not supposed to take medicine on Shabbos. But if there's a lot of pain, then it's mutter. The Gemara then describes a number of different refuas for a variety of machlas. For example, for an earache, one can put olive oil, garlic, and animal hair mixture in the ear and come close to a fire, and that should give him a refuah. If someone has an eye infection, and there is a danger, it's mutter to dress it on Shabbos, and probably mutter to grind salve and carry it into a rishus harabim as well. Heat should be given for a scorpion sting, and cold should be given for a bee sting. If someone has a thorn, you should soak the area in warm water. Daf Chav Tes. If a person needs to heal his heart, he should mix certain spices with wine. And the simon to remember this is V'yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh, from Tehillim Kufdali. The Gemara says there are 6 things that help a sick person heal from sickness. Cabbage, beets, water of sisin, which is an herb, kevas, the womb of a cow, and the lobe above the liver. Others also add a small fish. There are 10 things that make a person sicker than he was before, including bathing and cheese. A Yisrael who takes a haircut by a guy should look in the mirror. If you do it, it's mutter to take the haircut by him, since if he knows you're watching him through the mirror, he won't do anything wrong. Taisu says that although one looks in the mirror if a guy gives him a haircut, from a kusi, one should not look in the mirror, since we aren't chayshish for ritzicha, and a man shouldn't stam use a mirror, due to the isser of lo yilbash gever simlas isha. But in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes, it says one shouldn't look in the mirror on Shabbos. Mashma that the rest of the week, it's mutter to look in the mirror. Taisus answers, that Braisa is speaking about a woman. The Mishnah. These are the things of Goyim, which are both Osir Ba'achila and Osir Ba'hana. Wine, vinegar which began as wine, earthenware, and animal skins which had a hole in place of the heart, i.e. it must have been used for Avodah Zarah. If meat is on its way into Avodah Zarah, then it's mutter, but if it's on its way out of Avodah Zarah, then it's usser, since it's considered kizivchei mesim, like the sacrifice of the dead. If one goes on a pilgrimage, going on the way to the pilgrimage, it's also to do business with them, because we're afraid he'll then thank his Avodah Zarah when he gets there. On the return, it's mutter to do business with him, since now he's not going back to do Avodah Zarah. Bottles of Goyim with Yayin Yisrael, Rameir says they're Osir Bishtia and Osir Bahana. The Chachamim say it's Mutter Bahana. Rameir says pits or skin of grapes are Osir Ba'achila Ubahana. The Chachamim say if it's fresh, it's Osir, but if it's dry, it's Mutter. Rameir says fat of the fish or Gavinas Nike are Osir Ba'achila and Osir Bahana. Other cheeses, the Gemara says later on, are Mutter Bahana. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say they're only Osir Ba'achila, but not Osir Bahana. When they were traveling, Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Shmuel, why is Gvinas Akum, cheese of a guy, Osir? The Havamina here is that the milk, in order for it to be able to make cheese, has to come from a kosher animal. Because if it comes from a non-kosher animal, cheese can't be made from it. So what are we concerned about? He answered, since they are maimidit, the agent that is used to create the cheese, is something which comes from the keva, from the stomach of a nevela. A nevela is an animal that had no shechita. So in order to curdle it, in order to make the cheese, we use this rennet, which comes from the kevas nevela. Therefore, that's why we're afraid, and we say that gvinas akum is osir. And the Gemara asks, how do we know wine is osir bahana? Our answer is in the Pasuk in Hazinu, which compares wine brought to Avodah Zarah to Karbanas brought for Avodah Zarah. And the Isra of Hana, of Karbanas Avodah Zarah, is learned from a mace, which is also Asr Bahana. If wine is cooked by a guy, this is Yayin Mevushel, then it's also Asr. But if Yisrael cooks the wine and then gives it to a guy, it's Kasher, and it needs no seal on it, since the guy won't be Menasech wine, which is Mevushel. Taflamet. Midoraisa, wine which was used for Avodah Zarah, is Asr. But Midrabanan, even Stamyena, wine which was used by a guy, or just touched by a guy, is also Asr. However, if it's Yayin Mevushel, or a mixture of wine, water, and spices, which is called Alunsis, then it's Mutter. The Gemara says, normally, if a liquid remains uncovered, this is Mayim Megulin, then it's Asr Midrabanan, since we're Chayshish that a poisonous snake drank from it, and therefore afraid if a person now drinks it, he can become poisoned from it. This, by the way, this Isser doesn't apply today, as we see in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Tazayin. However, going back to the Gemara, if it's wine mixed with water, this Isser does not apply. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef say, Yayin Mevushel, which was touched by a guy, is mutter, since a guy wouldn't pour it to their Avodah Zarah. Taisva says this is in fact the halacha today, that Yayin Mevushel is mutter, before it was touched by anyone, and even after it was touched by a guy. There are three types of wine which have no isur of giloy, since a snake wouldn't drink from it. Strong wine, sharp wine, and sweet wine. The Gemara says a person can eat grapes and figs at night, and they don't have to worry, because the Pasuk says, Shemer Pisayim Hashem, Tehillim Kuf Tazayim. Daf Lamed Aleph. If someone rented a house in the chatzar of a guy and filled it with wine, and the key to this house was by Yisrael, Rabbi Eliezer says it's mutter to drink the wine. The Chacham say it's asur to drink, but it's mutter bahana. And the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says everything is considered secure with one seal on it, except wine, which needs more than one seal. Rabbi Yochanan says even one seal for wine is enough. If someone sends wine with a kusi, who isn't careful that goyim shouldn't touch it, or if someone sends fish gravy with a guy, to a chayshish that a guy may be swapped this gravy with gravy from a trefa fish. So if the Yisrael can tell from the way he sealed it that there was no tampering, then the item is mutter. Otherwise, the item is asr. The Gemara asks, why did the Rabbanan say the beer of a guy is asr? Rabbi Yitzchak said, mishum chasenus, to prevent goyim and yidden from having social parties together, which could lead to them marrying each other. Rav Nachman says, we're afraid of giloy, that it was left open and a snake will drink from it. Rabbi Chai, in fact, was makpid to only drink in his own house because of the gzera mishum chasinus. He was afraid to socialize with the goyim, which could eventually lead to chasinus. Tafam and beis. Beer vinegar of a goy is usser, because they often mix in wine sediments. But if the vinegar came from the barrels in the storage room, then it's mutter, since if they mix in wine sediments, the vinegar would turn bad. If a person wants to use sediments of yayin nesach for a purpose not related to wine, for example as table holders, it's a machlokes if this is mutter bahana. If there was a hole on the skin of an animal near the heart, it's usser, since mistama, the heart, was pulled out for the purpose of avodah zarah. The hakravas avodah zarah, the karbanas that come from avodah zarah, are metama ba'ohel, just like a mace is metama ba'ohel. This means that if a chair is under the same roof as the hakravas avodah zarah, or under the same roof as a mess, it becomes tame as well. Finally, if a guy is on his way to serve avodah zarah, tarfis, then it's usser to do business with him on the way there, since he may thank the avodah zarah as a result of you. But on the way back, it's obviously mutter. Daf Lamed Gimel. A Yisrael who went to a fair of a guy, you can do business with him on his way there, but not on his way back, since he may have sold a pesel to the avodah zarah, and now he has money from it. If a guy puts wine into a keli of a Yisrael that has salt in it, all is mutter, since the wine gets absorbed into the salt. A pitcher of a guy that had wine in it, the Yisrael can use it later if it's cleaned out well with water for a period of 3 days, or they put fat in it to neutralize the wine flavor. The Shach in Yeridaya, Simin Kuf Lamed Hei, Sifkot and Lamed Beis, brings the question of are you allowed to kasher through this process of Iroi Gimel Yamim with regard to kashering vessels that were used for chametz for Pesach. He says that perhaps this klal of Iru Gimel Yamim is valid as a method of kashering only as we talk about wine, because the water serves to weaken the taste of the wine which was usser. However, kalim, which were used to store chametz for extended periods of time, maybe can't be kashered this way. The Shulchan Aruch, however, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tofnun Aleph, Sifchaf Aleph, paskins that earthenware barrels which contained cold chametz, for example like beer, can be kashered for use on Pesach via Iroi Gimel Yamim. Pitchers of Goyim, which got put into a furnace, once it gets hot enough that the pitch comes off, the keli becomes mutter. Certain kelim, like kli neser, dirt, cannot be kasher if wine was put in them, because they permanently become absorbed with the yayin nesach. Finally, coated kli cheres used for wine is mutter if it's cleaned, but if it was used for hot chametz, then it's usser to use on Pesach midaraisa, since chametz is usser midaraisa. Daf Lamed Daled. A regular kli cheres cannot be kasher, since the absorption in it is permanent. The only way to be mitaharit is to break it. Rak shvi rasan, mitaharasan. They asked Rabbi Akiva, if someone made a shvua to fast the second half of a day, does this have a din of a tainus or not? I.e., does he have to say anenu, for example? Rabbi Akiva didn't know. What if a Jew gets a kan cheres of a guy? Can the Yisrael use it? Rabbi Akiva didn't know. In the Beis HaMikdash, they said the halacha is misanin l'shois, and he can say anenu. And 12 months after the kankan was used, a Yisrael can use it without doing anything. Grape seeds of a guy, if they're moist, they're usser, since this is like yayin nesach. If they're yavesh, they're dry, then they're mutter. Finally, fish fats, murius, purchased from a guy, are usser, because we're afraid he'll put wine into it. However, if the wine is expensive, we're not chayshish for this. Kuntres Aladaf brings Taisvis Divrei HaMaschil Me'aitzer on Daf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, which infers from this Gemara that a guy is suspected of mixing a non-kosher ingredient into a food only if he stands to benefit from his act. But we do not suspect a guy of taking a financial loss and mixing in an expensive non-kosher ingredient into a kosher food merely for the sake of causing the Yisrael to transgress the isser of eating non-kosher food. Indeed, Taisus on Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph cites our Gemara as the reason why it's mutter for one to leave his Goyish maid alone in his house with a pot of food cooking on the stove without the concern that she may add some non-kosher food to the pot, since she has nothing to gain from doing such a thing. The Rush, however, brought La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya, Simin Kuf Yud Ches, Sif Yud Beis, raises a concern that a Goyish maid may add something non-kosher to her employee's dish or some milk to a meat dish, in order to enhance the flavor. As he says, is often the case. Thus, the Rush writes that one should conduct himself stringently and not leave his food unsupervised with his maid. The Rama in Simen Kuf Yud Ches Sif Yud Beis, while ruling in accordance with the Rush, permits one to leave his food unattended with his maid as long as he is Yotze V'Nichnas, he goes in and he goes out. If the employer leaves the house without informing his maid as to when he plans to return, the Rama does not suspect the maid of tampering with her employer's food, since she is afraid that he may return at any time and catch her in the act. And in fact, many commercial plants, we follow this rule of Yotze V'Nichnas, that as long as the plant manager could think that at any moment the Mashgiach may come into the plant, so we're not suspicious that they might change one of the ingredients. And therefore, Yotze V'Nichnas is often enough in a commercial plant. Rabbi Shmuel asked, why did they aser cheese of Goyim? And they answered, since they curdle it with rennet of Nevela. So they asked, is rennet of Nevela really aser? We know that the keva, the stomach, of a carbon oila was mutter to eat by a kayin, even though an oila is really kula lashem. So if the keva's oila is mutter, since it's not really part of the animal, it's just considered waste, surely the keva of a Nevela, which isn't as chomer as an oila, should be mutter. The Gemara then says that if someone is mekadesh, a woman, with the waste of a shor haniskal, which is also aser bahana, the kedushin is still chal. But if it's with the waste of a calf of avodah zarah, then the kedushin is not chal. Daf lamed hei. Klal Yisrael said that the words of the Chachamim are more precious than the words of the Torah itself. When the Chachamim would make a gzerah, the first year of the gzerah, they wouldn't tell people the reason for it. The Gemara asks, why did they make a gzerah not to eat cheese of goyim? Our answer is because we're afraid a snake drank from it while it was uncovered. Or Shmuel says because they curdle it in the skin of the rennet from a nevela, in the arkevas nevela. Taisus asks, even if it isn't nevela, it should be usser due to basar b'chalav. Taisus answers, since it's cold, it would not be called basar b'chalav midaraisa, but only basar b'chalav midarabanan. The Ramban, as is brought in Al-Hadaf, cites a similar answer in the name of the Ravid. The Ravid explains that if not for the concern of the Isra of Nevela, the Rabbanan would not prohibit a Goyesha cheese merely because of a suffix, a chance that he curdled it in the stomach of a kosher slaughtered animal. Since, as Taisva says, the Isra to eat cold milk and meat is only an Isra Midrabbanan, in cases where there's a suffix, where we're not certain that the cheese was made with the meat, the halacha would be lenient and permitted in accordance with the general rule of suffix the Rabbanan lohakel. The Rimagash, as is brought in the Ran, Dafyud Gimel Amid Beis, offers another answer. The Rimagash asserts that cheese produced in the stomach of a kosher animal is not usur even midrabanan, even if we're certain that it was produced in the stomach of a kosher animal. Since there is only a tiny amount of animal derivatives in the cheese, and the meat flavor is not detectable in the cheese, the meat is batal. The reason cheese produced in the stomach of a non-kosher animal is usur, despite the fact that the non-kosher animal does not add any flavor to the cheese, is because of the rule of davar hamaimid, alluded by the Gemara which we mentioned before. This rule states that if a non-kosher ingredient added to a mixture is a davar hamaimed, is an agent essential to the production of food, it's something which is a major agent, such as in the case where the animal rennet is necessary for curdling of the cheese, then the food is rendered not kosher, even if the prohibited item is a minuscule amount and its flavor is undetectable in the final product. In other words, a davar hamaimed is not batal at all. The Rimagash explains that the concept of davar hamaimed only applies to a key agent, which was usur prior to falling into the mixture. However, where a small amount of kosher meat falls into milk, the meat is batal in the milk, even though the meat is a davar hamaimed, since meat is not usur, is not something in of itself usur prior to falling into milk. Again, a davar hamaimed, which in of itself is usur, normally cannot become batal. However, there is a famous exception to this rule, and that is the kula of ze v'ze goyrim, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya, Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Yod Aleph. If a davar hamaimed, which is osur by itself, is put into a product that already has a different davar hamaimed, which is mutter, we say ze v'ze goyrim, i.e. ze goyrim mutter, v'ze goyrim osur. Since there are two dvarim hamaamidim, both are agents of growth, and therefore the mixture, if it's properly batal, could be mutter, because you have two dvarim hamamidim, one which is mutter and one which is asr, and zev zeh garim we say is mutter. I can remember being involved in a real live case where the shaila of zev zeh garim came up while working at Danon, the yogurt company. Yogurt is normally made with two cultures. One is called lactobacillus, and the other one I forget what it's called. We generally paskin that cultures which are used to make yogurt are considered to be a Dover HaMaimed. At one time, they decided to test a third culture to make the yogurt instead of making it with two cultures, to make it with a third culture as well. And this third culture is called acidophilus. The acidophilus, which should have come in as kosher, accidentally was shipped in a trefa form and was accidentally mixed into a vat of yogurt. So at first glance, it seemed that this entire batch of yogurt would be treif, since we say a davar ha-maimed is leibatel. You now have this treifa, davar ha-maimed, this acidophilus, therefore davar ha-maimed is leibatel. But in asking the shayla, the rabbanim were able to apply the kula of zev zegarim, since there were already two cultures, which were kosher, and now this third culture, which was treif, was put in, all of the cultures together were really batel, since it's zeh v'zegarim, there's two kashra cultures and one treifa culture, we were able to apply zeh v'zegarim, and since it was all batel, they were able to say that b'di'evid, this vat was mutter. In addition to Shmuel, who said that gvinas akum is usser because they curdle it in the kevas nevela, there was another shita, which is the shita of Ramalchia. Ramalchia said that cheese of gayim is usser because they smear it with the fat of a pig. We mentioned before that Shmuel Shita says that it's usur since they put it in the kevas nevela. And the rennet, which is what we call rennet, it hardens the cheese, and therefore that's why it's usur. The Rama says that if a Jew doesn't see the cheese being made, it is usur to eat. However, the Shach is machmir a step further. He says, even though by Chol of Yisrael it is mutter to use if the Yisrael just watches the milking, by Gevinas Akum, the Yisrael must actually play a role in making the cheese itself, not just watching it being made. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is compared to a bottle of perfume. If it is uncovered, a good smell goes out from it, i.e. if a Talmud Chacham, who is Marbitz Torah, if he is Marbitz Torah, so his name becomes well known. But if he remains covered, i.e. he is not Marbitz Torah, there is no nice smell. Finally, if one spreads Torah, people will come to you for advice. You will inherit Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and even the Malach Hamavas will like you. The Mishnah. Here are the things of Gayim which are Asur Ba'achila, but there is no Isser Hana. Milk that came from a cow, but Yisrael didn't see it B'Shas Chaliva. The bread and the oil of Gayim. However, Rebbe, by the way, is Matir oil. And also anything that was cooked by Gayim. The reason these things are Asur is Mishum Chasanus. If you socialize with the Gayim, you may come to marry them. And finally, chopped up fish with brine, if it has no Doga Kalvis, since it's hard to tell it from non-kosher fish, it's also usser. And the Gemara says, milk, what are we afraid of? Why can't we use Cholav Akum? The Gemara answers, since we're afraid that the guy will mix it with milk of a treif animal. Why can't we see if it curdles? Then we'll know if it comes from a kosher animal. If it does, then it must be kosher, since only milk from a kosher animal curdles. The Gemara answers, since the uncurdled whey may fool him, and he'll think that it's kosher anyway. On the subject of Chol Yisrael, we know that if a guy milks a cow, he must be watched by Yisrael, or a chayshish, that he'll mix it with treifa milk. And even though nowadays, we know that in the United States, this doesn't happen, so therefore the problem, which is mentioned here in the Gemara, is irrelevant. Nevertheless, this irrelevance alone wouldn't allow us to drink Chol Avakim, since we have a klal, that a later bezdin cannot be mevatel an ordinance of a previous bezdin, unless they're gadol mimenu b'chachma uvaminyan. So therefore, how are many of us makel to drink milk which is not Chol of Yisrael? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in a landmark tshuva, which is found in Igros Moshe Yerodeh Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Zayin, says because the government has regulations, whereas if a farmer puts treifa milk into cow's milk, he gets a hefty fine, it creates an anan sahadi, which is as if it's b'hashkachas Yisrael. In addition, there are tzadim lahakel, according to the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh, Simen Kuf Tesvav, and the Nisa Kalim, which say that butter and cheese are mutter lechatchila, even if they come from non-Chol of Yisrael sources. This is also discussed in Igros Moshe Yerodeh Chelek Gimel, Simen Tazayin. The Gemara says once they brought Rebbe some bread baked by Goyim, and he asked, why did the Chachamim say Pas Akum is Aser? And they answered, the reason they asked it is Mishum Chasanus. You may come to socialize with the Goyim, and this could lead to intermarriage. But Rebbe did say that pas palter oivid kachavim, bread made by a baker, who is an akum, this is mutter if there is no pas Yisrael available. But if pas Yisrael is available, then the bread of the Goyish baker is usser. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if Pas Yisrael isn't available, Pas Palter, Eved Kochavim, is only mutter in the fields, but in the cities it is aser, Mishum Chasanus. Taisva says, the gzera of Pas Yisrael wasn't accepted by everyone in Klal Yisrael, therefore there is room to be Megal, since we know, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ein Geizrin Gzera al Hatzibur, Ela Im Kein Reif Hatzibur Yechaylin Lamed Bay. Halacha Lamaisa, when dealing with breads, cakes, cookies, pretzels, and so on, there are three categories. Number one, Pas Yisrael. Number two, Pas Akum. Number three, a middle-of-the-road category called Pas Palter. Pas Yisrael means that the breads, cakes, or cookies are baked in a Jewish bakery or a non-Jewish bakery where Yisrael lights the fire. These products are clearly mutter. Category number two, Pas Akum, means that products made in a non-Jewish home or bakery where the Yisrael did not light the fire. These are Me'ikar Hadin Osir. The third category is called Pas Palter. This means that although the bread or cookies were baked by Goyim, but since they were made in a commercial or a factory setting versus a house or a small bakery, the Gzeira of Pas Akum does not apply. And in fact, the Ramah in Yerodea, Simin Kufya Dalad, Sif Beis, clearly states that bread or cookies produced in a commercial context is Mutar Lachatchila. Vafilu b'makam shepas Yisrael motzui shari. The Shach there also says, v'chei noyagin. This Ramah, the Psak of the Shach, put Pas Palter in a totally separate category from Pas Akum. Pas Akum is Osir, while Pas Palter is Mutar Me'ikar Hadin. However, the Shach adds, from some Achrayim, that one should be Machmer Tid only Pas Yisrael during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and mentions other Achrayim who say Yesh Lizar to be Machmer all year. However, Me'ikar Hadin, Pas Palter is Mutar. Daniel was geyser, that oil of Goyim is Osir, either Mishum Chasanus or because the residue of their Kelim are Osir. Others say this was part of the Yud Ches Dover, that Beis Shammai was geyser. Rabbi Yehuda said, the oil of Goyim is Mutter, because of Nisin Tam Lifgam. Since the residue gives over a bad taste, it doesn't Osir the item that it gives taste to. The rule is that a later Bezdin cannot annul a decree of a previous Bezdin, unless they're greater than the previous Bezdin. As we said, Ein Bezdin Yochel Avatel, Dover Bezdin Chaverai, Ela Im Kein Gadol Himenu B'Chachma Uveminyan. Rabbi Yochanan said that one Bezdin can cancel the Gzeira of a previous Bezdin, except for the Yud Ches Gzeiras of Beis Shammai, which even Eliyahu Anavi cannot be Mevatel. So the Isser of Shemen Akum shouldn't be Mevutel. The only reason it was Batel was since it hasn't been accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. The oil, bread, wine, and daughters of Goyim are part of the Yud Ches Gzeiras of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And truthfully, there is an Isser Daraisa not to marry from the Zayin Umayis in Eretz Yisrael, as we see in Devarim, Zayin Lo Yischatein Bo. Midaraisa, it's also for a Goy to be Bayal Yisraelis, because we're afraid of Avodah Zarah. But a Yisrael to be Bayal a Goya, this is Osir Halacha L'Meishim Yisinai, and if done publicly, we say Kanayin Paygin Bay, like Pinchas and the Maisa Zimri. Finally, Yichud is Osir with a woman, even a Pnuya, but a son can be misyached alone with his mother. If a husband says to his wife, this get should be chal after 12 months if I don't return, and within 12 months he died, the get is not chal, since we say ein get la'achar misa. Rav Huna said, if a husband uses the term almanas, it's chal l'mafreya. Yosef ben Yezer created a number of heterim, so he inherited the nickname of Yosef Sharia. The din that mashke is mekabel tuma is only an iser derabanan. Gemara, if someone touches a mace, he becomes tameh midaraisa. But if one touches a tameh mace, i.e. the one who touched the mace, then he's only tameh midarabanan. But Rabbi Yosi says, he's tameh midaraisa, shivas yamim. Finally, Rabbi Yosi also said, safek tuma birshus harabim is tahar. Only a safek tuma birshus hayachid do we say la'achmer. This is learned from Saita.